The saint we celebrate today was known for having a special gift of preaching. And I always smile because his last name is one of the hardest last names of the saints to pronounce. You can get tongue-tied, and yet he was the one that was considered to be a golden-tongued or silver-tongued saint because of the beautiful messages that he would give in preaching. Some irony there, I think. Or maybe it's just a translation of his last name into English, but in Spanish it's even worse as far as the tongue twister goes. Today, when we reflect on the gospel, we have a reminder of the Beatitudes. And the Beatitudes are meant to encourage us. The Beatitudes are meant to inspire hope in us, because it takes each of the circumstances or situations of our lives when we can feel despair, when we can feel hopeless, when we can feel like things will not change. And our Lord addresses each of these situations to help transform that despair into hope. Hope is the virtue of change. It says that even if things here might not change in this world, that there is a change that will happen in the life to come, in heaven. The Beatitudes point us to heaven, and they help to inspire and encourage us. Although I have to admit, I like especially the woes in today's gospel, because he says, woe to you who are rich. Woe to you who are filled now. Woe to you who laugh now. Woe to you when all speak well of you. Because what he's saying is, if you experience that just here in this world, it's an indication that perhaps one is not doing something right. You see, we oftentimes, when we experience these different hardships, the enemy likes to plant a lie in our head that says, you must be doing something wrong if you're experiencing the various struggles and tribulations. You must be doing something wrong if you're not wealthy by now. You must be doing something wrong if you're not full of possessions and have paid off your mortgage and all those things. You must be doing something wrong if everybody doesn't like you. But Jesus instead says, woe. The Beatitudes flip human ways of thinking on their head. So instead of thinking like human beings think, well, instead think like God does. I actually like to encourage people when they tell me various things and they'll say, is God punishing me? My response to them is, God is not punishing you. God is preparing you for great beauty, great reward, and great joy in heaven. Blessed are you in those moments. And may each time that we have a hardship, that we return to the Beatitudes and allow them to strengthen us in hope, to persevere through the hardship, to the blessing that God desires to give us in eternal life.